The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Over the last 50 years, Kentucky has made major overhauls to its education system at least 3 or 4 times. Every other year in the legislature, there's the tremendous battle over the education budget. Those in the system always want more money. And yet, the overall quality of Kentucky's education has continually gone downhill, as has most of the other states in this nation. Why don't we consider our education system that made America the greatest nation in world history? Why don't we go back to our roots in educating our children? It didn't cost nearly as much and produced far greater people. Why not consider it? When the Pilgrims came to America, their reason for coming here was to get the truth to their children and those around them. Governor William Bradford identified that purpose when he wrote their story 25 years after they came. He wrote, quote, "They cherished a great hope and inward zeal of laying good foundations for the propagation of the gospel of the kingdom of Christ in those remote parts of the world." To be able to teach their children the gospel of the kingdom of Christ, those children had to be able to read and reason from what they read to the issues of their day. Therefore, the Pilgrims' education system taught children how to read and reason from a foundation of biblical truth. This prepared their children to know God, and thus to be responsible family members and citizens as well. This kind of education prompted Alex de Tocqueville, the noted French political scientist, to write, "America is great because America is good." Education will always determine the greatness and the goodness of a nation. There are no exceptions to this. The Pilgrims' education system had been very specifically and accurately pictured in a statue of the Monument to the Forefathers, which is located in Plymouth, Massachusetts. This statue is named Education and shows a young female teacher looking upward toward God and outward toward the next generation. With her right hand, she is pointing to an open book she's holding in her left hand. It's the Book of Education and may well represent the Bible, since the Pilgrims desired to teach their children the academic subjects from the principles of the Bible. On the right side of her pedestal is a picture of a mother holding her little girl with her right hand and holding a school book in her left hand. The Pilgrims believed firmly that it was the responsibility of parents to educate their children, and that education must be based in the Scriptures. They believed that nowhere in the Bible did God teach that the state should control education, for this would give a few people at the top of government the ability to control the children which God had given to parents. They believed parents would stand before God and give an account for what went into the minds of their children. Therefore, parents must control what their children saw and heard. The object of the Pilgrim education system was wisdom, not just knowledge. Wisdom is defined in Webster's original dictionary as being, quote, "the right use of knowledge." The world's education always emphasizes how much a child knows. The Bible education always emphasizes the quality of what a child knows. In other words, how well can a child apply technical knowledge in a moral way? This is true education. Otherwise, children can be made to think the way others who want to control them desire them to think. Which do you think is happening in America today? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian History Tours and American Heritage Seminars, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.